It's early evening as Jack strolls alone down by the river. There's not a lot of activity in the harbor. The main port of Montreal is further east. Jack sits down on a park bench. He relaxes. His mind is clear of thoughts. Well, there's always a few fragments skipping past, but otherwise it's clear of just about everything. In fact, he's feeling pretty darn mellow. That is, until he hears that familiar music. He suddenly sits upright. He listens. He calculates where it's coming from and leaps up and begins to run down the street. But just as suddenly, he stops. He puts his hands in his pockets and strolls on just as cool as can be.
I'm back in. It's not easy to move forward. I feel like I'm trying to walk underwater. I'm moving so slowly. My feet are hardly touching the sidewalk. People don't even see me. I can feel them brushing past me. Can they feel me? I must be invisible to them. Let me check this out. There's someone sitting in that cafe. Can you see me? She's looking around. Do you hear me? I wonder if she thinks I'm in her mind. I wonder if that's where some of our thoughts do come from. Some invisible joker standing and whispering in our ear. Oh, God, I hope not. Uh-oh, I'm losing my focus. Now she's becoming blurry. Do you hear me? No, she doesn't hear me. I may as well move on. It's not easy moving around here. God, I feel like my feet are on springs. I put them down and it's like my shoes are reversed magnets with the earth and they bounce right back up. I'm sort of hopping along, kind of like a great big bunny. Maybe I'm lucky that people can't see me, because I must look really ridiculous. Is the air different here? Everything feels different. And yet the streets, the buildings, appear to be identical with old Montreal. How is that? Where are the cars? Everyone is walking. The shops are different. There's not all that tourist souvenir junk. I don't know how long I can stay here. I'm feeling so goofy. If I'm not bouncing, I'm swimming. And now that I'm here, how do I find Renee? I've only seen photos of her. Maybe I can find the street where she and Dominique lived. The streets don't have the same names. They aren't really in French. I don't know what language this is. Some of the words look familiar. Maybe it's some sort of futuristic French. One that's absorbed a number of other languages and including some alien ones. I doubt if the French in Quebec would find this future French as amusing as I do. They'd probably be as shocked as Parisians are when they first hear Quebecois French. But this is not the future, nor the past. It's the present, a present that exists somewhere next door to reality. Speaking of present, I wonder if people are beginning to sense my presence. They must be, the way they instinctively move aside to make room for me. Do they know I'm here? Do they know that some of us from good old common sense reality do come and visit now and then? Those of us who do stumble into this place, if we have any sense, we're not going to tell anyone unless it's a close friend. Otherwise, back in common sense reality, they may put you away somewhere, or prescribe drugs so you can never return. Is that what happened to Renee and the others? They did drug her, didn't they? Until she agreed, she just imagined all this. And then, when she had the chance, she escaped. To here. But how did she step across, body and all? Not like me, I hardly even exist here. Okay, I know this street. This is their street. Their apartment should be... Yes, that's it. My God, I think that's her. She's turned around. She's going up the street. I hope I can catch her. Oh, God, I'm not really walking. I'm floating. Damn it, I just can't get a grip with these sneakers. Renee? She can't hear me. Renee? She's walking slower now. Did she hear me? Renee? She stopped. She's looking around. Does she see me? I'm a friend of Dominique's. She does see me. I know it. What if I can just... What? Oh, wait. Wait. Renee? Huh. I've lost it.
Later, at the bar in Jack's hotel...
It turns out she wasn't looking at me. It was someone else coming up behind me. I could feel a sleeve as it brushed against me.
Why did you lose it?
I lost my focus. I fell right out of there.
I don't understand.
It became fuzzy, and then suddenly I was standing in the street outside your apartment.
Did Renee hear you?
I don't know.
When you called her name and she turned to look, did she do this?
Yes, that's exactly what she did.
You mean like a bird that cocks its head to listen?
Renee heard you. That's what she does, like Mojo said. Like a little bird.
But there was someone behind me. Maybe he called to her.
Did you hear him?
No, but I couldn't really make out their voices anyway.
Man, you did it. You got in there.
Well, yeah, I guess, sort of.
T'es passé bête après tout.
Huh?
I have to go. Ciao.
Mojo, what is so funny?
Oh, nothing.
Mojo.
I think she said... You're okay.
Speak about crawling through broken glass to earn someone's respect. This has been one hell of a crawl.
Don't expect tomorrow that she won't be the same old Dominique. She likes being unpredictable.
But she is very predictable.
Don't let her hear that, or she'll make sure that you never know where she's coming from.
You know, you certainly have some interesting friends, Mojo.
Yeah, but they're kind of cute, don't you think?
Yeah, right. So where do we go from here?
I think you ought to have another chat with that Madam Chow.
Yeah.
Early the next day, Jack stops at Dominique's bookshop.
I was looking for a book on the history of Montreal.
I know just what you need. Sacre Blues by Taras Kresko.
Sacre Blues?
Here it is.
An unsentimental journey through Quebec.
You'll love it.
Dominique, if you happen to see Isabel again, will you ask her something for me?
Certainly.
What was the name of that woman who greeted her and then introduced her to the others?
You mean in the other place?
Yeah. Did she ever tell you?
No. Why?
Well, they all had such funny-sounding names. I was just curious.
Jack. You are never just curious.
Ask her, okay?
I'll call her right now.
Salut.
Isabelle, c'est Dominique.
Salut, Dominique.
Je suis avec Jack. Et il veut que je te demande une question.
Oui?
L'hiver dernier, quand tu étais dans la place Jacques-Cartier, et que tu aies vu l'autre ville, quel était le nom de la dame que tu as rencontrée? Isabelle?
Je crois, je pense que c'était Claudine.
Claudine? Vraiment?
Oui, c'était la seule qui n'avait pas un nom bizarre.
Ah si, merci. Salut Isabelle.
Claudine?
Yes.
I expected something like a waddledy-doo-wop or something.
But not a name like Claudine.
Oh, it's a lovely name.
Jack, I know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That afternoon at 4 o'clock, Jack walks to the Cafe Napoli, hoping that the mysterious woman he calls Madame Chow will be there. And sure enough, there she is, sitting alone, looking quite lovely.
Do you mind if I join you?
Please, sit down.
Thanks.
Are you still dashing down your cul-de-sac, Jack?
Actually, no.
Really?
I did stumble upon the other city.
Tell me.
It was luck, just being in the right place at the right time.
Did you find who you were looking for?
I did, but I got distracted. I lost focus. And I lost the city.
That happens.
All I wanted was to talk to her.
Did she hear you?
I'm not sure, but I think so.
Good.
But you won't help.
Perhaps I have been.
How?
Tu ne sauras peut-être jamais.
Hmm?
Do you remember what was once said to you in Morocco long ago?
Morocco?
Patience is the key to paradise.
How do you know about Morocco?
I pick things out of the air.
Really?
Jack, there is no door, no gateway, no portal. There is nothing but you.
Look, I know that, but if I could just
Jack,
understand...
listen to me. People go to doctors. They hand their lives over. They say, here, heal me. The body is not a machine that someone can fix.
But what does that have to do with all of it?
Jack, no one can do it for you. Patience. That is your key. Garçon, l'addition, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, madame.
Now, why aren't you happy?
Huh.
You are succeeding, no?
Am I?
You look so sad.
Well, that other city, it appears totally at random. Maybe not for you, but for me, yes.
Yes, and so?
Well, I could be walking around this town for months, maybe years, hoping it will appear again. I don't think I have that much patience.
Votre addition, madame?
Merci beaucoup. An instant of patience can be an eternity.
You mean it can feel like an eternity?
No. It can be an eternity. Well, perhaps I've helped.
Well, I'm not sure how.
Maybe one day I'll no longer call you Cul-de-sac Jack.
Yeah, well, that'll be the day.
Yes, it will be. Salut.
Right. Ciao. Salut. Whatever. Claudine?
Yes?
Never mind.
Look, what Madame Chow, or Madame Claudine, whoever she is, was telling you, the next time you see that other place, don't try to dive in there head first.
But Mojo, it's not like
all I... she's telling you is, be cool.
Mojo, I'm always cool.
I know that.
So what's so funny?
Listen to me now.
Yes, Mojo.
What she's telling you is, be patient. It will come to you.
But Mojo, I could be waiting here for the rest of my life.
It's not a bad place to be.
Oh, I hate the winters.
So you want a shortcut?
Well, if there is one, yeah, I want it.
You want a technique?
You have one?
Stillness.
Oh, Mojo.
Stillness like the stillness of falling snow. that's your technique.
So what, I'm supposed to stand in one place like I'm frozen?
That's a start.
No. I'd like a little action.
You and Dominique, you both want some action, but that's why she'll never get in there. But you did. You did it, and I feel you're gonna get another chance.
I hope you're right.
When she said patience is the key, she meant the patience of the Buddha.
Right. Sure.
Well, so don't blow it.
Okay. And in the meantime?
I think you should take Dominique with you.
But you just said she'll never get in there.
She's all right.
Mojo, I don't dislike Dominique. It's just, well, she enjoys being difficult.
I know. What I'm saying is bring her along to see your friend, Madame Whoever.
I already did that. And Madame Whoever asked me not to follow her again.
You stay out of the picture.
What?
Let Dominique do all the talking.
The woman's touch.
That Dominique, she's sharp.
Yeah, especially her tongue.
Do you have a problem with women?
Me? Never.
I've learned more from women than I've ever learned from being around men.
Well, that's probably true for me, too. But Mojo, what are you really saying?
I'm saying that Dominique, right now, she's the perfect example to show you patience.
You're right about that.
Man, women are such exotic creatures. I mean, if you stay still and watch a woman, any woman, that's like watching a whole fresh universe unfold before your eyes. Man, they are beautiful.
Yeah, and when they push your buttons?
Well, that's when you get to see worlds inside you that you didn't want to know were even in there.
You got that right.
It's all just a game, you know that.
Okay.
Now tomorrow, when Madame Claudine Chow is sitting at her usual table, you introduce Dominique, but let her do all the talking. You just sit and watch.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.